listening to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at the Decoy in Spring Branch.
The Bees at the Decoy in Spring Branch, your spot to watch all of your sports this weekend. Astros opening day, opening week, college hoops at 6. Drink specials like $3 Makers, $2 Mexican candy, a 100-ounce Shiner Box tower for just $10. Let's go out to the HRMP guest line. Joining us now on the HRMP guest line, our friend Corby Craig, joining us each week at the NCAA tournament from BetUS.com. Corby, thanks for taking a few minutes this afternoon to join us. Four games coming up tonight in the NCAA tournament. Let's start in the West region. 2-seed Arizona, 6-seed Clemson. I've seen a lot of the experts here, and it seems like everybody's on Arizona. How do you feel about this with the Wildcats getting 6.5 points?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I came on here last week talking about how good Baylor was. You know, Clemson just comes out and it looks great. So my opinion is slightly tainted here. I just don't think Clemson is to the standard of any of these teams. I'm surprised that they made it as far as they did. So I'm going to kind of side with the experts here and be on that Arizona bandwagon. I think they have the ability to speed up this Clemson offense. And if you speed up Joseph Girard, I think that Clemson can have a little bit more turnovers than we've seen. He's used to playing a Syracuse type of zone and slower pace. Now Arizona, obviously one of the faster teams in the nation, does have the ability to make that a little more fun.
Corby, I've looked at the matchup. I've seen a lot of the experts say if there's going to be an upset tonight, a lot of people are looking at Alabama and Carolina. I was a little surprised by that, but I'm curious your thoughts on Alabama's chances against a one seed like Carolina.
Yeah, I kind of disagree with you. I'm a born and raised Alabama kid, so my family wouldn't be happy in me saying the fact that I don't know if Nate Oates is as good as people give him credit for. He is a very good coach, don't get me wrong. He's turned Alabama in a direction that is quality, and we see all these metrics say they're the best team in the nation offensively, et cetera, et cetera. But at the end of the day, you go and look at the players, and you're talking about guys who aren't five stars, guys like Mark Sears, who was great at Ohio. But, like, at some point, you're going to run into a mismatch of talent, and North Carolina is that. North Carolina gets basically all the talent they want at this point. And I think that at the end of the day, when you play the pace this game is going to be played, the total is 173. Talent is what's going to win that game. I think that North Carolina inevitably does have more talent.
Corby Craig, BetUS, joining us. You mentioned the pace there because you look at all SEC basketball and you're getting tons of possessions, tons of points in these SEC games. How much are you looking at the total of 174.5 in that one?
Yeah, it would be really hard for me to try to convince you to bet an under, wouldn't it? the pace is going to be there. It's crazy to think that an 83-82 game is still well under the total. It's just crazy to think in college basketball. But unfortunately, if I was to bet it, I would look towards that angle of an under. If you think this is going to be a close game, there's not going to be fouls. So I think this number kind of projects in a few late-game foul situations. And we've kind of seen Alabama in these points not go to the free throw line as fast as they can. Like they kind of will let the game play out because they know they're going to play so many possessions. They don't need the foul team when they're down with 2 minutes left, as they're going to have 7 possessions. So I think probably less fouling than people would imagine. Now, do I want to bet an under in Alabama, North Carolina? I do not at all.
I'm curious, from the standpoint, we're talking about the ones, too, a lot. Everybody's already basically, you know, anointing UConn in a lot of ways, and you know, everybody thinks they're going to run away with it. Do you see UConn having problems tonight at all?
I don't. I actually would think the exact opposite. I think that if there's a game that's going to be a blowout and I was going to bet on it, it would be this UConn side at 11.5, which sounds crazy to bet an 11.5. I think it might have fell down to 10.5, but to bet that in the Sweet 16 sounds crazy. But you have to reference, like, what have teams done to stop San Diego State? And it's been pretty easy. UAB, the easiest case in point is they just run to the zone. San Diego State can't shoot the basketball. It's kind of noted at this point. But the issue is they're so big. Lede is a massive body. Versus UAB, he was able to have 26 points on pretty easy shots, even in his zone. And Yale, poor Yale, they didn't stand a chance in the paint. You can allow them to shoot, and I think that UConn does have the bigs to stop Lede. So if the only way that I'm proving wrong, I imagine here, is if San Diego State can shoot themselves out of the zone. But I imagine UConn, for the first time this year, will go into a zone, which we haven't seen. But it looks like every team is going to at this point. No one believes that San Diego State can shoot.
Yeah, the rematch of last year's national championship game. It seems like Danny Hurley's taking a little bit of pride, too, in blowing out a bunch of teams. The final game of the day, it's the one that I'm looking forward to the most. One of the best defenses in the country, if not the best defense in the country, versus one of the best offenses in the country, if not the best offense in the country. Iowa State, the 2 seed against the 3 seed Illinois. Iowa State's giving 1.5. How do you see this one playing out, Corby?
Yeah, if you ask me to circle an upset, this is the one I am circling as well. This is going to be the best game of the day, in my opinion. You just see two completely different schemas. You see basically a team who wants to run fast, and more importantly, a team with an NBA superstar. Terrence Shannon has played his way into the talks of being a great NBA player. Not great, but like, you know, as a college kid, you can only project so far. And Terrence Shannon has crossed all the checks that he needs to cross. Now he gets to face a coaching nightmare. And Osterberger, who has had Iowa State as one of the best defenses, regardless of the talent level, for quite some time. So I think that from a talent standpoint, again, if you're going 5 guys on the court, this is Illinois' game to win. And if you're going from a scheme standpoint, Iowa State gets the edge. So it's dependent on what you think. But in March, I think we've all kind of seen this story play through a few times, and an elite player will make a team rise to the top. So we see a Jimmer Fredette type of game. And madness to allow his team at that kind of high pace to take the stage. And this feels like Terrence Shannon's ability to do that here.
Obviously, we turn the page to tomorrow, Corby. Everybody wants to know because everybody's a Coug. The Cougs grinded one out, gutty, gritty performance, dug deep into the bench, and got themselves a win against A&M. Now they take on a Duke squad that's got a Filipowski when the bigs are kind of hurt and dinged up a little bit for the Cougs. How do you see it playing out?
Yeah, I think we talked about that Houston A&M matchup as a scare the first time we talked. I really like this Houston team. I have futures on them from the preseason. But, I mean, A&M gave them trouble the first game, too. I don't put as much weight as people were kind of talking about the scare of Houston not being as good. I saw that as a really tough matchup. A&M wants to play the most bully ball they can, and they have a legit score, or two even. And I think Duke, just unfortunately, is not that. Like, we see teams with success versus Houston are basically teams with thick skin and are able to take that pounding all night and kind of rebuttal it. And then we go look at Kyle Filipowski, and you look at him and you're like, well, this guy really wants to shoot the three. Not really worried about ground pound down low. He does all the things that I think Houston would allow a big man to do. And if Filipowski shoots 26 points from the field and their guards are hitting the threes that they've been hitting, Duke could upset. But I think this is a pretty bad matchup for the Blue Devils overall.
Being joined by Corby Craig, BetUS, BetUS.com. The other three matchups tomorrow, 2 seed Marquette, 11 seed NC State, and the other South Region game. And then the Midwest, you have the top seed Purdue against 5th seed Gonzaga, 2 seed Tennessee, 3 seed Creighton. A fun group of games tomorrow. Of those other three, do you have a play that you like the most, a game that you're kind of circling as one that, you know, you think that you might have an advantage over the sharps that make the lines?
Yeah, I would. Out of all of those, would be the craziest game to discuss. But I think people aren't giving the Zags enough credit. Like we saw the Gonzaga, the big thing that nobody wants to circle back on is Gonzaga played Purdue in the Maui Invitational earlier this year. So it's not like this is the first time they've ever seen Zach Edey. And actually, they have changed their entire offense due to the fact that they got kind of crushed by Zach Edey. You go back and look at that game. I think Zach Edey, I don't have the number in front of me, but I believe he had 25 points. In a game where Gonzaga started a big man who wanted to shoot the three ball, they started Huff, and he's not really a physical big, and they realized pretty quickly, like, hey, we're not going to be able to win the national championship if we don't have someone who can ground and pound versus someone like E or Filipowski or all the bigs that are in college right now, Hunter Dickinson even. They played Kansas, and they swapped matchups so that they could be better in this matchup. And in that game, we saw a line of five, and in this game, we see a line of five. So do I think Gonzaga is the same team as we saw in November? I don't. I think they're exponentially better. And this game feels like much closer to a pick.
Corby, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the 8 games coming up the next 2 days. And, of course, the 4 games Saturday and Sunday. And we'll chat again next week.
Yeah, guys, I appreciate it.
Corby Craig, BetUS, breaking it all down as the Sweet 16 upon us. 4 games tonight, 4 games tomorrow. And if you're looking for a place to watch one of those 4 games tomorrow, Houston Cougars and Duke, Well, you know the spot to be is the Decoy in Spring Branch. They're your West Houston watch party. Cougs will have the full audio inside the Decoy of the game broadcast, and then during the commercial breaks, they have a DJ plan. So it's your party tomorrow for Houston and Duke at the Decoy. It's also your spot to watch opening day, which is going on now. College hoops tonight, $100 ounce Shinerbach Towers for just $10, $3 makers, $2 Mexican candies, and March Madness $6 Casamigos. Get to the Decoy in Spring Branch now. We'll step aside for a moment. We come back. What's the best and worst case at each Astro position? It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.